7 minutes it is to 6 o'clock. Kagiso Mabobolo is the spokesperson for the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. Kagiso, lovely to chat to you. Good morning.
Morning, and thank you for inviting us.
I do know that you have details for Benzile, who is the caller who called us yesterday. I'm going to ask that we spend rather the next 7 minutes speaking broadly about the concept as opposed to his particular case. There are some concerns you highlighted there, and I'm happy for you to connect directly with Benzile to respond to them. In essence, though, what he was highlighting is that there are students who were funded by NSFAS at the beginning of their course or degree, which now in 2021 seemingly will no longer be funded because of budget cuts. Is that the case generally? Or if you had been funded by NSFAS, you will continue being funded by NSFAS even though you are reading a degree or a diploma that is no longer supported by NSFAS?
Yes, but I think it's good to put it in context, especially from what Bandile had said. Firstly, I think we can say that in 2016, there was a government gazette which was published by the Minister of Higher Education and Training, indicating that from December 2019, no university should register students who are registering for academic programs that are not aligned with the qualification framework. NSFAS is an entity of higher education. We implement policy of government in terms of higher education. And one of the things that are included in the policy is that students must register for qualifications that are funded by government, qualifications that government has defined as appropriate or necessary, so that students do not register for qualifications that will ultimately not enable them to find employment. And the caller who called yesterday is not affected by that matter because his qualification does not fall under those. However, he mentioned something very, very important, that students are no longer being funded. There is a rule which we call the N plus rule. So for students who were funded before 2018 announcement of subsidized higher education, there was what we called N plus 2 rule. The rule simply means that over and above the minimum period of study for a particular qualification, a student has an additional 2 years to complete their degree. Hence, NSFAS will cease to provide funding after these 2 years have been exhausted, meaning if you're doing a 3-year qualification, NSFAS will give you 5 years to complete that qualification. However, after the announcement of free higher education, the N plus rule was amended to be N plus 1 rule, which means that the number of years that the student has been funded is only reduced to one additional extra years. And this is how we calculate the years. If a student registers a 3-year degree, they will only have additional 1 year to complete that qualification. Should a student not complete in 3 years and continue, or maybe drop out for 2 years and return after 2 years to complete that qualification, that student would have exceeded the number of record of years that the student should have completed their degree. So in essence, NSFAS has got its own record time for their students to complete. And that record time, most students who are excluded from funding is simply because they fall out of that record.
Okay, I see. So the issue, primarily in the case of Bandile, who called us yesterday, is the amount of time he's taken to complete his studies, more so than the issue that Africa Melane is enrolled for a particular course of study, let's say in 2018, and now in 2021, that course of study is no longer deemed a course that will basically get me employment after I qualify. And therefore, you guys have decided not to fund it anymore. That's not the issue. There are no students who are going to fall victim to that.
No, not necessarily. So what we also have said for students that have registered for qualifications that are no longer aligned with the government qualification framework, there was a provision made that those students must still continue to finish their qualifications. However, from 2020, we can't allow new students to register. Your caller has been in higher education for more than 6 years. So he's completely out. And also he's got two qualifications. So the marketing diploma that he had registered is a second qualification following the one which he had registered a couple of years ago.
All right. Kagiso, thank you very much indeed for that clarity. Kagiso Mambabolo is the spokesperson for the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, responding not only to the caller we received yesterday, but as you heard, clarifying what the state of affairs is regarding courses that are funded and supported by NSFAS and the Department of Higher Education.